Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming Thursday, May 20th, broadcast live from their studios in Texas on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA-TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 a.m. and the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. 28,525 head to be offered this week, 12,500 yearling steers, 7,400 yearling heifers, 3,600 weaned calves, and 2,800 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com. Or as always, call Superior Livestock for more questions, more information, 800-422-2117. Remember, you can go to Superior Livestock's website to find a rep near you or to register for a buyer number. Our next Superior Video Livestock Market Auction coming Thursday, May 20th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Latest crop progress numbers are out from USDA, showing nationally that we've got 80% of the U.S. corn crop now planted. That's just a couple of points ahead of last year. We are about 13 points ahead of the five-year average, though. Meanwhile, we're looking at the U.S. soybean crop, 61% planted this year versus the 37% five-year average, 51% by this point a year ago. Cotton crop pretty well on track. In fact, actually behind normal slightly. 38% of the cotton crop now planted versus 40% five-year average. Texas, 35% now planted. Oklahoma, up to 23% planted. The Oklahoma wheat crop looking good still. 59% in good to excellent shape. That's unchanged from a week ago. 91% of the crop now headed. Kansas crop, 54% in good to excellent shape. 58% headed. Texas crop, 25% in good to excellent shape. Off 5 points from a week ago. Texas, by the way, starting to report the harvest. 10% of their wheat crop overall now harvested in the bin for 2021. A half a dozen cattle industry groups gathered this last week down in Phoenix, worried about the cattle market conditions, concerned. They had four individual producers from each of those groups coming together, talked about common problems and possible solutions. They identified six problems they could all agree on. Those problems included packer concentration, transparency within the business, oversight by USDA, the Department of Justice, the enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act by those entities, level of captive supply, and packer capacity, all areas that they say need to be addressed. Now, one of the 24 cattle industry leaders in that room was Scott Blueball, president of American Farmers Ranchers, Oklahoma Farmers Union. He was one of the four representatives from the National Farmers Union, and he says he went into the meeting with low expectations.
Well, I'll tell you, when I went into the meeting, I wasn't very optimistic, knowing the history of all the different groups and the different personalities in those groups. I wasn't very optimistic that we would come away with an agreement. But once we all got down to the table and started talking about the problems, it was quite clear that everybody recognized and could agree on some things. It was quite a diverse group from all over the nation there representing their membership, and I was impressed with every one of them. And they all had a little bit different expertise, and so we brought a lot to the table. So I'm optimistic. I'm surprisingly optimistic, I guess, with the outcome of the meeting.
Cattle producer Scott Blueball out of Tonkawa, Oklahoma. You got farm news on Ron. Spur Ranch wants to invite you to their Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch just west of Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 85 registered females, including 55 fall pairs, 15 fall bred heifers, 15 spring bred heifers, as well as 50 fall and spring bred commercial replacement heifers. For a catalog and more details, go to SpurRanch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m., Vinita, Oklahoma. And that's your farm news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.